chapter number 16. You found your place, if you would. We'll stand together tonight and read a verse or two of the Word of God. I'll begin in verse number 19. Just read 19 and 20. Give you what's on my heart tonight. You pray for us that the Lord would help us do that in and through us. It'll be His will to do tonight. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores. You may be seated. God would help me tonight. I'd like to preach on this thought. Roadblocks on the way to hell. I'm glad there were some things laid at my gate. And on my way to hell for 19 years of age when I got saved. But I'm glad in the way God laid some things in my path. Thank God. And the Bible said here that Lazarus was laid at his gate. And I will thank God for the saints of God that God put in my pathway. I'm glad along the journey on the way to hell. Thank God. He put some old-time saints of God in the pathway in my life. I'm good for that old sainted daddy, a gray-headed daddy back in North Carolina this night. I'm glad God give me a daddy knew something about praying and love God. Thank God I get up in the morning as a 19 when I got saved and under conviction. And I'd get up and I'd go in there and eat breakfast. And there lay Daddy's Bible still open on the table from where I had been reading and went to work. And thank God for some saints of God that He laid in my path. Amen. Down. Thank God got a granny. That's probably one of the most praying women I know in this world. I mean that I know. And my granny prayed. And it wouldn't bother me. I'd go and I'd spend the night with her. And I remember many times that the granny'd get out. And about 10 o'clock, she'd get up, head to the table. And she'd say, come on, Huggins. And we'd go to the table. And the granny'd take open that big old Bible. And she'd go to reading. But that old dad, when she was about 45, she never dated, never remarried. And lived alone, finished raising youngins. And raised grand youngins. I'll never forget. She'd read that Bible. She'd read a little. And she'd cry a little. And then she'd read a little. And then she'd cry a little. And when she got done reading the Word of God, she'd get out and fall down on her knees. Her granny's getting old now, but she still does this. And she'd get down on her knees and begin to pray. And it bothered me when she prayed for her youngins. It didn't bother me none. And when she'd pray for Peggy's youngins, it didn't bother me. And when she prayed for Calvin's daughter, it didn't bother me. But boy, when she got to David Owens and started praying for his youngins, thank God got to calling their name out. Thank God it didn't bother me. I was so mad when she called out Donald and when she called out Pam and Tony and Greg. But when she got down to Dale and something got a hold of me, I knew I had a granny that had somebody in heaven. And I knew it's real down in her heart. I'm glad for some saints of God. The Lord laid in my gate. 19 years of age, about 18, I went worked in a cotton mill. As a weaver, some of y'all may know what that is. There's an old boy there about the name of Shannon Jones. Oh, Shannon, come talk to me. He'd talk Bible to me, and I could talk with him. I was raised in church. I knew some of it. I'd talk to him a good bit about it. Old Shannon, go tell him that's the Word of God. Tell him about what his preacher preached on the Lord's Day. And tell him about the good things of God. How good God been to him. I could talk to him. But I didn't know what he told me. Hey, no, but I remember one thing. Hallelujah. When I was 19 years of age, and God saved my soul on a Sunday night, I remember I went to work. And that next night I thought, oh, I ain't gonna tell nobody. I found myself in there in the break room eating supper. And I broke open that sandwich bag. I pulled out a sandwich. I got me a drink. And boy, I took a first bite. I done something I ain't never done before. Thank God, I thought, you know, and now I'm a saved man. Or to pray on my food. Thank God, I found my head. And began to thank him for the sandwich. And before I knowed it, I said, thank you, Lord, for what you did for me last night. And the tears got to rolling. And heaven moved in. Thank God, I'm glad for some shining noses. And he laid at my gate. Thank God. Them old grannies out the house of God. Boy, I'd hear them testifying. Talk about the love of God. Oh, I didn't tell them just how sweet he was. I knew they had somebody in hand. Thank God, I'm glad he put some in my pathway. I can still remember some of them. They're dead and gone now. And I remember the influence that they had on my life. Them old men of God, they'd come to my daddy's table and eat. Come to the house of God and preach. That dear old preacher, thank God, that pastored that church. Oh, some of them saints that God put in my pathway. Thank God, I will tell you, sinner friend tonight, if you're going to go to hell, you may have to crawl over some roadblocks tonight. If you're going to go to hell tonight, you may have to bypass them. I come up I-40, come through Knoxville, thank God on 75, come south to Chattanooga. And when we come into Knoxville there on 40, they had some signs up. And there's a big old black sign that had to light it up letters. And it said 29 miles ahead, that 40 is going to be closed down. And I know we had come around that thing. I said, well, I'm glad for the warning, you know. And I got on up the road, and there's another sign up there. And it said 40 closed. A detour around 640. I said, well, thank you, Lord. I'll get off over there. I know it's coming up pretty soon. I'll get over in the right lane so I can get off. And I tell you tonight, oh, I won't be a roadblock in the pathway for you on your road to hell tonight. Amen. I thank God for some of them saints. I don't say I thank God for some of them preachers. The Bible said that God told this rich man, said, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. And then he said, he can't come there. There's a goldfish between us. He can't come there. And neither can they pass to him that would come from thence. And he said, well, send me to my brethren. He may testify unto them. And he said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. I'll tell you, sinner friend, tonight, if you all hear the preaching of the Word of God, you don't have no hope. Amen. I know I'm a young man, but I just want to go ahead and put my name in on the old-timey part, too. Hallelujah. I just want to join up that outfit, too. I won't say I am one of them. Thank God, I still believe that the Bible said that God chose. I know we're choosing other things, but the Bible said God chose. By the foolishness of preaching. I still believe you got to hear preaching. I still believe it takes preaching. I will say thank God for the preacher. Hallelujah. Saint of God tonight, I hope you realize down deep in your heart, you could be a roadblock for some sinner on the head. I'd rather be a roadblock than a stumbling block any day. Out the house of God, I won't be a roadblock. Some old sinner. Thank God they can know it is real. You can't have it. Hallelujah. Thank God. I tell you, as a preacher, Brother Mac, I ain't looking for a name. I'm being honest. I told the Lord back up in yonder somewhere in one of them rooms in the corner. I said, Lord, if they don't remember my name or my voice or my face, let us hear from you. That's all I'm interested in. Some old sinner tonight, I won't be a road knocking your way. And God, preach one more time. Hell hot, heaven sweet. And let you know there is a hell to shut. And I have a day. Thank God. Oh, tonight, sinner friend, if you're just going to go on to hell now. That rich man did. That rich man had Lazarus laid at his gate. Evidently, he had Moses and the prophets preaching to him. Still, he went to hell. I don't tell you, you can sit right in the church house here preaching all of your life. My daddy was a deacon. He sang in a quartet. Yeah, we went all over the country with a man of God, and he'd go preach revivals and then sing. I heard preaching. Thank God, I don't know how many states before I got saved, and I was still lost and going to hell. But I'm glad one day the man of God didn't quit, but he kept on preaching. I remember what he was, and he was preaching that night. He took the pulpit that night, and I'm sitting on the back on the left, and I felt like he was standing straddling me with his finger on my nose, even though he wasn't. And he preached me, must repent. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for the preacher. Something special about him in my heart, even tonight. Oh, thank God for the men of God. Stood and preached to my soul. Hallelujah. I'll tell you now, if you're going to go to hell, sinner friend, you're going to have to bypass some preaching roadblock. Some of you may have to go right by an old preaching daddy, old preaching grandpa. Amen. Thank God, you may have to bypass a preaching husband, but you're going to go to hell and you're going to have to go by the roadblocks. Amen. I understand that by you being here tonight, you probably sat under some preaching somewhere along the line. If not, I know we already have tonight and this week, and I thank God for that. I want you to know tonight there's some roadblocks God put up in front of you tonight. But turn around and run to God. One little old boy, I was preaching at a church one time. One little old boy, he probably wasn't that tall. He come up to me, and I'll never forget it. Come up to me right after service. He sat there about half the service like this, scared to death. And he come me after church. He said, "Preacher, why do you preach so loud?" I said, "Son, I ain't never really thought about it." I said, "But I believe I know why." He said, "Why is that?" I said, "They spoke going to hell. And no one whispered to them." I want to scream. Thank God, the Word of God said, "Cry out and spare not." Thank God. I'm glad for the man of God that stood without fear and without favor and preached me and said, "You're lost and going to hell." Oh, sinner friend tonight, I don't you know if you're going to go to hell. You'll bypass them men of God that stood so faithful, preached the Word of God to their hearts. He said they got Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. I tell you, Mom and Daddy, tonight, you be real careful now. What you say about the man of God in the car on the way home. You ain't careful, just your little old sly comments will stop the ears of your young ones to the preaching of the Word of God forever. It'll grease a board for them to slide off into hell. And I tell you tonight, you better be careful that you don't stop the ears of your children for the preaching of the Word of God. They might not do it like I do it. They might not do it like you do it. Hey God, but I believe Paul said, "Oh, they suppose I had affliction of my bones." Hey God, help me. Hey God, it's going to help with the furtherance of the gospel. Amen. Thank God. Oh, I would some preacher tonight, me included. God just put a new fire down in us. And I tell you tonight, they ain't going to hell because the bell didn't run. They ain't going to hell because the grass wasn't cut. They ain't going to hell tonight because the factory laid off. They ain't going to hell tonight because the grocery store shelves ain't stocked. Ain't enough people to flip hamburgers at McDonald's, I tell you. Going to hell tonight. Oh, God, help us preachers one more time. Who are you? I'm just some old young preacher. And I won't tell you older preachers, I appreciate you down here. Y'all blessing me. These older preachers ain't treating me like a young punk preacher that I am. I appreciate that. Thank God you've been an encouragement to me. You've been a strength to me. You've been a help to me. And I will say thank you for that. Amen. You just loved us, and I thank you from all the young preachers. Thank you. Amen. I won't tell you tonight, I just want to encourage you. There's one day there's a preacher man in the pulpit, and he preached to my soul. Thank God. It makes me want to reach back, grab another tear, and go another round for God. Thank God. Preach on. Sometimes it's tight, sometimes it's hard. Preach on. Thank God. I'm glad you just preached right on. I'd say it's pretty tight that night. How many of you preachers ever preached on repentance and it didn't get tight? Amen. I'd say it's pretty tight that night, but I sure am glad it didn't quit. In the introduction, I sure am glad it didn't quit. 5 minutes in, I'm glad it plowed on through. I'm glad it got hooked up to the harness and just went on another lap. And so I'll preach again and plow on for the glory of God. Tonight, sinner friend, if you're going to go to hell, you have to bypass some roadblocks. The Bible said that Lazarus was laid at his gate. Boy, I'm glad. I'm just seeing man at the gate. Every time that rich man go out, he didn't go around old Lazarus. Step over old Lazarus. All he wanted was just some crumbs off the table. God had put Lazarus laid there. He's a beggar. He didn't have nothing. He's a poor man. He didn't have a fighting heart. Somebody evidently he couldn't walk because the Bible said he was laid at his gate. Somebody had to carry him and lay him down and couldn't even get around on his own. Thank God, son. Amen. That ain't all the story. Amen. He knew the Lord. Evidently he was a saint of God. But the Bible said that when he died, the angels carried him and carried him into Abraham's bosom. Oh, thank God that we may not have a lot in this life, but I've got a whole lot over yonder. Thank you. But old preacher said he might not have two nickels to rub together, but he had a ticket for another world. Hallelujah. Thank God tonight. Oh, sinner friend, you go to hell tonight. Go look around the house of God. I know if we ain't careful, we may find some hypocrites. See something we feel like we measure up to. You remember that, don't you? And I don't tell you, I know there's something around the house that God had something I didn't have. Amen. There's a real ring down in their heart. There's something down in their soul. And God, there's a bubbling up I didn't have. And I knew that. Amen. Thank God, that old man of God that stands faithfully in the pulpit and preaches the word of God a Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, a meeting after meeting. You'll have to bypass all the preaching you've ever heard. You're going to go to hell tonight. And then he said, send Lazarus to my brethren. And I tell you tonight, these people in hell may be tonight praying for you. I'll never forget my great aunt, the preacher wanted me to go see her. I hadn't been saved long. I went with him. I didn't know much what to say to her. And he's one of these, you know, and this preacher that wanted to go see her, he knew all the things to say, you know.
He went through all that, and I just said, turn and listen. I didn't know what to do, what to say. I just said, turn and listen. He got done, and he looked at me and said, Dale, you got anything to say? I didn't know the program, you know. I just did what I knew to do. By now, I'd been looking at Grace, my aunt. Troy's a drunk, and Grace is a wild, wicked woman. By now, I'd looked at Grace, and I had tears rolling down my cheek, and I looked at her, and I said, Grace, don't you care if you're going to hell? Grace looked at me, and she said, hell can't be no worse than what I've lived in for 40 years. I began to tell her about hell and what it was. I left that day in discouragement. About 10, 12 years passed, I got a phone call. It was a lady from hospice, and I knew her. She said, Preacher, Grace is on her deathbed. I said, I didn't know she was that bad off. She said, yeah. I said, she wants you to come see her. I said, I'll go see her then. That next morning, I went in. Grace is now laid out on that couch where she's sitting before. She looks like just skin draped over bones. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Oh, Grace, I went in there and I knelt down beside her. I said, Grace, you heard you wanting me. She said, yeah. Yeah. She said, I'm lost and I'm going to hell. I said, Grace, what? What do you want me to do? She said, pray. Pray. I got out on my face and began to pray. Beg God, just with everything I had, please, one more time. Just one more time. Give her a chance. I got done praying. I said, Grace, yes, God save you. And she said, yeah, I've been asking now for 2 or 3 weeks. I said, what's God saying? She said, he told me it's too late. It's too late. It's too late for me. I know some of you could have probably talked her into something. I said, Grace, I'm sorry. God don't open that door. There ain't no hope. And I beg God to open it again. About 2 or 3 weeks passed, and my great aunt left this world. I couldn't go to the funeral. I just couldn't go. I was troubled in my heart. I knew where she was at. It just tore me up. But you know, I'm sure my granny knows, and I'm sure Daddy probably told her I was in Alabama this week. Granny knew I was preaching tonight. She'd been praying for me. But I guarantee you there's one in hell tonight that's a begging and a pleading for you to hear tonight. I got a hand right now tonight in hell that's saying, please hear what he's saying to you. About a couple of years ago, I was in a fire accident. Brush pile blew up on me. I was burned. My whole face is burned. My nose, there's no skin on it. Hair was burnt all the way around. My ears was burned inside. My lungs were scorched up in my nose. My lips melted together. I laid in the emergency room, and this nurse, he's a male nurse. I always call him Doc. I don't know why. He's a male nurse, and I've been in there. I have asthma. I've been in there about 3 times with asthma attacks, and I went in there when I got burned, and every time I get him, my wife says every time I ask him the same stuff, but I don't ever remember. Laid up under that sheet, looked out from under it. She was trying to put the IV in the back of my burnt hand. I said, Doc, are you saved? He said, "Well, you scooped her." I said, "Where do you go now?" He told me where he lives. He lives right up not far from my church. I looked at him and I said, "Doc, I'm going to tell you, that fire just come by me. And a split second was gone." I said, "You don't want to go to hell, look at me." I said, "You don't want to go to hell, just look at me." Amen. He got tore up and left out. Some little old girl had to come in there and put my IV in. He said, "Shook up." I didn't see him no more the rest of the night. I won't tell you tonight. Just one split second in flames is enough to torment you for months and years in your dreams, in the nightmares of the night. Can I tell you, an eternity and like a fire will not be upon you. Oh, the man of God's preached tonight, our hearts about a burden again for sin. I tell you what I believe. I ain't been in this way near as long as some of you men of God, but you know why I think we can't hardly have revival like you used to have revival and see 14, 15, 25 say, "We don't want to. We don't have a burden to see sinner born again. We've got a callous so-what attitude." I don't believe in no screen door religion. I'm talking about a burden to pray and beg and plead. Oh, God, again, deal with their soul. Sinner friend tonight, you're going to go to hell. There's some roadblocks laying in your way tonight. You look across these benches at all these great men of God. I sit back there wiping my hands, trying to get rid of the sweat, nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof. Brother, it's spit because I know what caliber of preachers there are in this place. I will tell you, sinner friend, tonight, if you're going to go to hell, you'll bypass every word of God you've ever heard preached. Thank God he's put another roadblock up in front of you. I just want me a roadblock. I worked a construction crew for a while. Road construction, I'll never forget. We was working up in the mountains up in there above where I live, and curvy road up through there. I didn't like doing it, but this is my day to hold the sign. I stand out there on the sign. I'll never forget, there's a car coming down that mountain just real hard, barreling through around them curves. I didn't just stand hold the sign. I was waving it out. "Don't go no further. You know what? Stop. There's a paver in the middle of the road and men standing in there on that thing and people out front of it. Somebody's going to get killed. And I tell you tonight, it's an awful thing. Hell's a terrible place. A place of fire. And throughout all of eternity, you don't have to go." Oh, tonight the roadblocks. Then the Bible said, he said, "Neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." I want to tell you, there's one more roadblock I'd like to tell you about. It's an empty tomb. One that rose from the dead, victorious over death, hell and the grave. If you go to hell, you're going to hell over the biggest roadblock of ever, and the roadblock of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, died for your sin and mine, rose victorious on that third morning, seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and me. Right now, thank God. Amen. Well, I won't tell you tonight. There's some roadblocks in your way, sinner friend tonight. Tell you what it makes me want to do. Makes me want to be a better child of God. Tell you what it makes me want to do. Makes me want to pray again.
Preach again. Thank God. Tell what makes the old do, makes the old bear down.
Sinner friend tonight, if you're going to go to hell, you're going to go over some roadblock. That old sainted granny, that old sainted mama, praying daddy, preaching grandpa. Oh, tonight you may go on to hell, but you'll bypass some roadblock on your way tonight. And I tell you, you don't have to go. You don't have to go. You don't have to go. I sure am glad for the night God come where I was. Got down in my pathway. I said, you don't have to go. Hallelujah. I sure am glad for the night He come where I was. I'll never forget it. I don't reckon long as I live. What God done that night. I've known folk down in the rest homes that got down where they didn't even know their name or where they're going, waiting on the wagons to come pick them up and take them to church, and didn't know where they was or who they was. Thank God you go talk to them about the Lord, and they'd tell you about when they got born again. It's real still down in their heart. And I tell you that I don't pray, and I never get away from it. I thank God for that. And it just don't seem like watching me. That you can. Hallelujah to that. Thank God I'm glad I'm in tonight.
Amen.
Said our friend, you going to go to hell? You going to go around all that? You can't. I guess you can go on. Everybody ain't going to get in. It's a sad fact tonight. Everybody ain't going to be saved. Breaks my heart, and I preach at my church, and I think I may have told them this Sunday morning. It's sad to my heart. And I know all of them ain't going to go to heaven, probably. Congregation of about 150, probably some of them won't make it. That breaks my heart. When I'm up there at that church and go walking through the pews and calling their names, calling on daddies that don't know God, mamas that don't know God, and men that come without their wives, and women come without their husbands. And them young people, I got a slew of them. We don't hardly have no offering come in much anymore, because more than 50% of my church is under 16. That's all right. Thank God. Amen. I preach to them little old youngins and pray over them. Thank God to save them. Every now and then one gets in, but it ain't as often as I like to see it. And it breaks my heart to think about it. Some I may not get in. Makes me want to pray again. Makes me want to preach a little harder. Makes me want to bear down a little bit. Thank God. Oh, tonight. I don't know. I don't hardly know how to give an invitation tonight. I won't say thank God for my roadblocks that the Lord put in my path. I'm glad for the times that He laid me down and said, turn around. You're going the wrong way. I'm glad for the days and the nights that He put me down through old time conviction. Thank God. I'm glad He still does it that way. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the sleepless night. I'm glad for the days with no appetite. I'm glad for the days when I thought I'd go die and come to find out I was.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Oh. Preachers that make you want to preach. Them little old boys going to hell. Them little old girls going to hell. God help us again. Get under a burden for sinners. I ain't trying to preach what Brother Mibby preached. I ain't trying to hook up. Lord just done it that way. I can't help it. I've had this on my heart for 6 hours coming down the highway on Monday morning. I just can't help what I'm preaching. That's just what's on my heart. Oh, God, help us in the roadblock that God put in my pathway. And I'm praying just to be a roadblock tonight in some sinner's heart and say, turn around and run to Him. There is hope.
Ever
grave open. Every funeral possession He disturbed. Every blinded eye that He opened. Every leper that He healed. Every lame that walked again and leaped. Thank God. Every child that was raised up. He's saying there's hope. There's hope. There's hope. Thank God. I like somebody's preaching this week. I don't know who it was. I can't remember. He's talking about walking through. How he's walking through seven golden candlesticks. Even all the way down to Laodicea. And boy, something got a hold of me right there. He's still a-walking. Hallelujah. It may be a dark night. And it may be a dark day. But he's still a-walking through the midst of the church. And he's still able to save. And he's still mighty to save. Right here tonight, 2009. He is able. There's hope for you. Everybody would stand, Father. I know I've done what God wants me to do. I don't know what you need tonight. Maybe you need to bow. Maybe, child of God, you need to pray. 370.